Josh in Springfield. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, what's going on this morning? Hey, how are we doing?
Good, good. What's up?
I want to talk about the Knicks. Obviously, they went with Mike Brown. My first part. I know they were further. I know they were down the road with Jenkins too. I was curious to get your thought about why you thought Mike Brown got the nod over Jenkins. And then two, obviously they're making a couple big moves in free agency, which is great. Love to see them building up the depth. That was a big hindrance to last season and what kind of set them back a little bit. But all to say, is this enough season to kind of get them over the hump to make it further down the playoffs?
Yes.
Or and that's really it, yeah.
Yeah, no, I believe that it is, but I also need to see Mike Brown get the best out of Karl Anthony Towns. But I love what they've done with the bench. And as far as, you know, hiring, if you just look, because we were talking through the resume earlier of Mike Brown. I mean, if you look through that, I mean, it is hard to argue. Now, I understand he's also a guy who maybe you could look at some of his teams underachieving and not getting over the hump and some of the same things
but
we say about Thibodeau.
But he could be the right guy at the right time.
But yeah, he could.
We don't, but we won't know that until this time next year.
Right. And so the reason why I believe that Taylor Jenkins was not the guy and Mike Brown was in their eyes is, you know, you had Taylor Jenkins, who was an assistant in the NBA only since 2013. He was a head coach for 6 years. He got Mike Brown in the top 10 of top winning percentages in all coaches in NBA history. And he had he's won several championships as an assistant. Been to a finals as a head coach, I understand, with prime LeBron, but still, you're talking about.
But this is a prime team right now.
Right.
The Knicks are a prime team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, you got to connect with the players. The players are going to like you. The players are going to want to play defense. He's going to have to be a taskmaster. We have all the things that we know that we want out of a coach. And again, like I said, this seems to be like a really likable team. And the guys that they're bringing in, these two new free agents, seem to be guys that you would respect.
Yeah.
And they're going to come out there like Isaiah did and like Dante did and hopefully bring an edge and an energy to that second group of players.
Yeah. I mean, I and as far as, you know, are they done? I mean, they're either done or something insane is going to happen. It's one of the two.
Don't you feel like they have to add another point guard, though?
Yeah, I mean, but that's going to be a minor move, you know? And because we talked about that this morning. They are trying to do that, and they're kicking the tires on, you know, they did on Russell Westbrook. They are, I guess, on Ben Simmons, which tells me that they're not really looking for. They want a guy.
Veteran minimum. It's going to be veteran minimum. That's what they have to do.
Right. Just somebody who's experienced that can give Jalen Brunson a rest or, God forbid, he goes down for a period of time that they can trust with the basketball in his hands.
Where do you keep campaign?
No. No, no, no. Let's move on from that one. Let's close that door and we'll move on. Unless it's Ben Simmons.
Well, I mean, Miles McBride is a point guard.
Yeah, but I think they like him more off the ball. And he's a guy, you know, shoots threes, instant offense. They're looking for someone to settle things down, be in charge, be the captain of the offense, get the balls into the scorer's hands. I think that's what they want off the bench as far as a point guard when Jalen's not out there. You know, more of like a second unit facilitator is what they're looking
for. The one thing I would say is I would look at Mike Brown's history, where he was, who's played for him, and where are some of those players today? That's the thing that I would look at because, you know, maybe Leon Rose is saying, is there a player or two that you really like coaching that you think would be a good fit for this?
Oh, let me think. Who's the best player that Mike Brown ever coached? Let's see.
LeBron? It was LeBron.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's LeBron James. Yeah. And let's see. Who did basically say I'd want to see a great offseason? I'm going to request a trade.
Yeah, but the Lakers just added DeAndre Ayton.
Who is an underachieving, apparently, locker room
answer.
I know I hate saying that word right now after that whole story, but locker room, bad locker room guy. So, and that was like the biggest issue in Phoenix, apparently, was this guy. So, is that something to get excited about if you're LeBron James?
Oh, I see what you're saying about DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when he left Phoenix, he was not very happy.
So, I don't know if DeAndre Ayton's going to be the glue that keeps LeBron James.
Yeah, but they needed a big man.
Yeah, I know they did, and there's only so many options. But if Al Horford had gone there, as old as he is, I would think that would be the guy LeBron would be like, yeah, we could do some stuff with him. A couple old guys out here. We got the experience. I love Al. But I don't think, does LeBron, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, would DeAndre Ayton be inspired to play with LeBron James? And
I would
Luka
hope
Doncic?
So. Yeah, I would hope
you
so.
You would think that you would be.
I mean, he was also just playing with Kevin Durant and Chris Paul for a while there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but,
right?
You know, another. You
and
know,
Devin
plus,
Booker.
Plus, now he's in the heart. He's in the heartbeat. He's in L.A. now.
Yeah.
And he's playing with LeBron and Luka. Come on.
Yeah, you better be inspired. But I don't. The bigger point being that LeBron's. Rich Paul, you know that he's going to try to get LeBron to the Knicks. And I don't think the Knicks will bite at this point, but he's going to try. There's no two ways about it. He's going to try.
Barring any minor changes that are going on right now, I think the Knicks are set. They are set, and then as the season goes on, if they need to make a trade or something like that, they can do that. But to me, their top nine are set, unless they want to trade an asset like maybe a Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah. You know who LeBron James' agent was?
Oh, now what?
Well, you know who his agent was when he was being coached by Mike Brown?
I don't know, Leon Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Sniff, sniff. Scratch and sniff. Hmm. Whatever you want to do.
I'm scratching, I'm sniffing.
Yeah, and you're sniffing.
I mean, is this not a connected dot spot?
It feels like a connected dot spot, but I don't think so.
Just like,
I don't think
right
so.
There.
I do not think so.
I feel like it's right there. Hmm. It's just on the precipice.
So when Jalen Brunson comes down the court and he's dribbling it and dribbling it and dribbling it, what's LeBron James supposed to be doing? Just standing around.
He's got tremendous basketball IQ, man. He'll be where he needs to be. Mm-hmm. You ever listen to that podcast with him and JJ Redick?
You know what? They got the team right now. They got the team. And there may be a move here or there again, but they've got the team at least for the Eastern Conference. They've got it. Stay healthy. They've got the team.
Yeah. Leon Rose actually negotiated that contract with Miami with LeBron, too, when he left.
Man, you are just relentless.
These are facts. I mean.
Yeah, but why are we talking about these facts?
Because.
You're relentless.
No. I'm not relentless. Relentless is you and Luka Doncic being fat. That's relentless.
I'm just telling you that if you go back to 2010, the Knicks laid everything out for LeBron, and he said no. So if they did this
15 years ago,
it would be a colossal mistake.
Yeah, 15 years ago, Al Dukes was blacking out on vodka and proposing to girls.
They have got the team now. They got a group of
guys. A lot
of
things
guys.
Change in 15 years.
They've got a group of guys that are right in the middle of their prime. They're prime NBA players. They added two prime NBA-type players in free agency. They've added a head coach who's he's got all the experience. He's been around all sorts of organizations, championship teams. They have got what they need right now to get and get through the Eastern Conference Final, especially with everybody else that's going through what they're going through, with the exception of the Cleveland Cavaliers. That would be, to me, right now, the number one issue for me is, are we good enough right now to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers?